the talks from Israeli counterparts. Speaking last week, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Israel has spread false information about the proposed nuclear deal.
There's no question that some of the things that the Israelis have said in characterizing our negotiating position have not been accurate. There's no question about that.
With the White House accusing Israel of spreading falsehoods, the new revelations about Israel's own intelligence assessments mark the second time in 1 week, tying Prime Minister Netanyahu to dishonest claims about Iran. The leaked cable appears to have come from inside South Africa's intelligence service, revealing its exchanges with counterparts around the world, including the U.S., Israel, Russia, Britain, France, and several Arab and African nations. Other revelations so far include CIA attempts to establish contact with Hamas despite a U.S. ban and a threat by President Obama to force the Palestinian Authority to abandon its bid for U.N. recognition. More disclosures are expected in the coming days. For more, we go directly to Doha, Qatar, to be joined by Clayton Swisher, Director of Investigative Journalism at Al Jazeera, which broke the Iran story and several others in a series of articles called The Spy Cables. He co-wrote the piece, Leaked Cables Show Netanyahu's Iran bomb claim contradicted by Mossad, that appears in the Guardian newspaper. Welcome to Democracy Now. It's good to have you with us, Clayton Swisher. Explain what has happened. What did South Africa get a hold of? Is there a South African Ed Snowden?
Well, I think after the Edward Snowden experience, someone would have to have their head checked to publicly fess up to being the source of such a leak, given all the travails that followed Edward Snowden after he essentially outed himself. This was a digital leak made to Al Jazeera, and one of the reasons people bring information to Al Jazeera in the past, as they did with the Palestine Papers and other projects, is because that they know we'll take every step we can to protect and shield their identity. So the way that we got these files, this digital leak, is not up for discussion. But it is, I will gladly describe for you an unprecedented window into how espionage is conducted, not just in South Africa, but the broader continent. What we have obtained is perhaps best thought of in, if you looked at a discarded, bag of rubbish, you won't know what's inside it until you open it up. Similarly, in this, it's not rubbish. It's actually very useful information, but it's an absolute assortment of things that are seemingly unrelated, but nonetheless highly newsworthy.